Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divinity Spiritual Online Sunday Service. Before we begin, everybody, please make sure that you're muted because it can interfere with Blog Talk and GoToMeeting. My name is Linda, and I will be the facilitator tonight. That beautiful song of Face of God was performed by Karen Drucker, and we would like to thank her so much for permission to use her music. If you would like other songs by her, you can go to KarenDrucker.com. Before we begin, if you would like to receive communion, please get yourself a cracker or a piece of bread for communion later on in the service. I would now like to introduce the director of Divinity Spiritual, Mary Margaret Denholm. She will be leading our service and explaining things as we proceed.
Good evening, everyone. As director of Divinity Spiritual, we have chosen to, you know, we not only have our regular church service on GoToMeeting, we also have it on Blog Talk. And the purpose of Divinity Spiritual is not to preach, but to teach. The energy of our church is based in love and non-judgment. And you'll hear me say Divine Spirit. Well, we mean the Divine Holy Spirit of the upper dimensions. And everyone is familiar with the Holy Spirit. And that seems to be universal throughout all religions, and we respect all religions, all beliefs, all traditions. Now, before we begin, we're going to say the clearing prayer. The clearing prayer will clear negative energies, negative emotions, negative entities. And the energy of the clearing prayer allows you to progress, just the clearing prayer alone. Now, our prayers, like Jesus with the Our Father, our prayers are invocations. We invoke by the power of the Spirit the power given to you by the Creator. And that is where your true power lies. So as we do this, it's very simple. People are so surprised that it's so simple. As we do this prayer, you'll say it out loud. And as we say it out loud, the universe hears exactly what you want, and your spirit combined with the Creator does all the work. So if you would repeat after Linda with me and let us get clear for this evening.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
By the power and the authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies.
All entities and energies.
That are touching, using.
That are touching, using.
Tempting or taunting me.
Tempting or taunting me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And if I have created an entity.
And if I have created an entity.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All energies of these be released, removed, and neutralized.
All energies of these be released, removed, and neutralized.
All energies of assault, gossip.
All energies of assault, gossip.
Sabotage, betrayal.
Sabotage, betrayal.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Gently change all unhappiness.
Gently change all unhappiness.
Pain, disease, dependency.
Pain, disease, dependency.
Addiction, financial distress.
Addiction, financial distress.
Relationship difficulties.
Relationship difficulties.
And interfering ancestral energies.
And interfering ancestral energies.
To divine love and divine healing light or leave.
To divine love or divine healing light or leave.
Remove all obstacles and blockages.
Remove all obstacles and blockages.
To my spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
To my spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures in my fields.
Repair all fractures in my fields.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And all negative energies and emotions.
And all negative energies and emotions.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
gently imprints upon my physical template.
Gently imprints upon my physical template.
The perfect healthy programming for this present time.
The perfect healthy programming for this present time.
And for my most evolved self.
And for my most evolved self.
As I regenerate all that I am.
As I regenerate all that I am.
To the highest frequency of love, prosperity.
To the highest frequency of love, prosperity.
Good health and my most sacred destiny.
Good health and my most sacred destiny.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it, so be it done, so be it done now.
And take a three deep spiritual breath.
Thank you, Lynn.
Please join us. Oh, we did that. We would like our next part of the service is our declaration of principles. And this will be said by Deanne, and we will repeat it aloud with all of you.
We of Divinity Spiritual honor and accept the free will of all people. With love and respect for all, we proclaim the right of the individual to worship as he or she chooses. Healing, prophecy, and holistic practices are our birthright from the Creator. It is our inalienable right to choose that which is to our highest and best within all areas of our lives. We believe that it is now time for all to open our hearts unconditionally and align with the ascension of humanity, Mother Earth, and the greater universe. We gather to increase consciousness, share knowledge, wisdom, and love, and to allow the light to shine within. We are a congregation of children of divine light, healing facilitators, spiritual intuitives, and those seeking clarity, healing, and guidance from spirit. Thank you.
Thank you, Deanne. Our prayer for the day will be recited by Darlene and repeated aloud with you by Deanne. Please join us in repeating this prayer.
Today's prayer is for angelic deliverance. By the power and authority of the divine creator.
By the power and the authority of the divine creator.
The sacred source of all that is.
The sacred source of all that is.
Within all that I am.
Within all that I am.
Free from all resistance.
Free from all resistance.
And all interference,
and all interference,
to my most sacred path,
to my most sacred path.
I invoke the law of freedom,
I invoke the law of freedom,
and my free will choice,
and my free will choice,
of peace, truth, and justice.
Of peace, truth, and justice.
I align to my sacredness.
I align to my sacredness
and my birthrights of health
and my birthrights of health,
happiness, love,
happiness, love,
prosperity, and freedom.
Prosperity and freedom.
Angels of peace.
Angels of peace.
Surround and support my energies.
Surround and support my energies.
My life and my freedom.
My life and my freedom.
Deliver me from all of distress.
Deliver me from all of distress.
Distraction.
Distraction.
And from the ill intent of others.
And from the ill intent of others.
Bring to my consciousness.
Bring to my consciousness.
Higher awareness and spiritual truth.
Higher awareness and spiritual truth.
I am alive within my spiritual nature.
I am alive within my spiritual nature
as an expression of my divinity.
As an expression of my divinity.
Deliver all of humanity and Mother Earth.
Deliver all of humanity and Mother Earth
from conflict and hatred.
From conflict and hatred.
Bless us with divine light.
Bless us with divine light.
Divine truth.
Divine truth.
Divine love.
Divine love.
And divine freedom.
And divine freedom.
Angels of peace, protect us.
Angels of peace, protect us.
And bring us peace.
And bring us peace.
Tranquility and harmony.
Tranquility and harmony.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Take 3 deep spiritual breaths. Thank you.
Thank you, lady.
Thank you.
Now, this is Mary Margaret, and originally I had announced that I was going to do my message this evening on the 7 deadly sins and the 7 chakras. Well, I obey divine spirits and prime creator and Jesus and Mary and all of them in spirit, and they kept bringing in the virtues, which is fine with me. They really want to stress the importance of the virtues and how the virtues are connected to your goodness and how the 7 chakras, if they are filled with your sincere interest in being the best you can be, that is truly progression. People sometimes think that it's how much you study. What class did you take? Or any? It's not that way at all. The virtues and the 7 chakras, the frequency of the 7 chakras is based many, many things. We know, you know, the different colors and so forth. But the frequency of the 7 chakras, the spiritual frequency, the frequency of ascension, is going to be based on these virtues that we're going to discuss this evening. Now, many of you know the 7 chakras. You know the root is the color red. But did you know that within the root chakra, your virtue is courage, the ability to overcome fear, the energy that tells you no matter what the insecurity, if you know it's right, that you will have to overcome the anxiety. You have to overcome the fear. And as you bring in that courage, that fills the root chakra with a very high spiritual frequency. Now, the sacroplexus, that beautiful orange, the virtue of the sacroplexus is honor, devotion, being in that loyalty phase with your family, your friends, and also with humanity, knowing that perfect strangers are you can spiritually love them. You can spiritually love even your entity. You can spiritually love even your, enemies. And the energy of this tells you that as important as you might feel they are, it also tells how important you think you are. The energy of loyalty. That's why the sacral, that is where betrayal lives, if there's any negative forces. But if you are loyal to your family, to your friends, to your church, to your wherever you're working, that loyalty changes your frequency, that spiritual frequency in the sacral forever. Within the solar plexus, the energy of generosity, the energy of compassion, the energy of generosity, charity, that is what lies within the solar plexus. The energy of knowing that we feel free to give to our friends, our family, our church, and knowing that we give, knowing that we might not get anything back. But our generosity brings us into a higher level of spiritual frequency. And that generosity is what fills that chakra with the highest spiritual frequency. Now, within the heart chakra, the virtue is compassion. That sincere feeling that tells our friends, our family, that we understand. And even if we don't, we can have the compassion to be there for them. And if we don't understand, pray, not for understanding, but for the tolerance. Whatever it might take, you might misunderstand something. You may not understand the alcoholic. You don't have to understand the alcoholic, but you can have compassion for the alcoholic. Now, within the throat chakra, that beautiful blue, that is honesty. Now, honesty comes in many forms when we talk about spiritual frequency. Are we truthful? Do we speak our truth? And do we listen and read those things that are of truth? That is very important. If we are filled with the energy of lies, then that frequency is not going to grow. That frequency is not going to develop in the way it should. Now, the energy of the third eye, that is integrity. And integrity on the third dimensional level, you may pay your bills, you may be a very good mother and father and that type thing. But when we're talking about spiritual integrity, it means on all things, consciously, unconsciously, we try to develop the kind of integrity that allows us to do our very best, no matter what. That integrity that tells us we will be the best mother, that the best employee. We will do the best that we possibly can for everyone that concerns us. And that integrity will not come through selfishness, but through goodness. Now, as we think of the crown chakra, and we know the crown chakra is a beautiful purple, while that crown chakra is mercy. Whenever we think spiritually of a person who is suffering, do we have the mercy to help them, to understand them, to give them love anyway? Whether it's a meal, $5, or just a friend who needs a cup of coffee and a conversation. The energy of mercy means that they may not know what you know. And understanding that because of that, you can't assume everybody knows the best way to handle certain situations. The energy of mercy tells us that we honor every human being and help them, in not in what we might need, not what makes us feel better, but in whatever helps them. And we show that love to them, no matter what. Now, as we talk about these virtues, we look at each one of them and how they contribute to our goodness. And when we speak of goodness, we speak of that which will bring in the spirit, or more energies of the spirit, higher frequencies of the spirit. We look at these virtues and know that anyone who knows a virtuous person, that virtuous person is respected. No questions asked. And people understand that virtuous person may not know everything, but never would intentionally hurt another. That virtuous person would do everything in their power to do the right thing, even if it took a lot of courage. So as we remember these things, And I'm going to ask Linda to get to pass this around, get a piece of paper, and just get this information to all of you. And because if you have them in front of your face, you will think about them. And your virtues, they may not be automatic. You may have to work at them. So they need to be out front, whether you put them on the bathroom mirror or the refrigerator. It doesn't matter. You need to think about these things. Because the other direction is selfishness. And we know selfishness isn't going to work for any one of us. And that is not who we are. I want to thank you all for listening. And now, let us prepare for Holy Communion. If you'll take your piece of bread, your cracker, Linda's going to say the communion prayer, and I'm going to repeat it with each one of you. Spirit wants you to feel the energy as it comes in for Holy Communion. And that's why we're doing it this way now. Linda?
By the power, intention, and authority.
By the power, intention, and authority
Of divine spirit.
Of divine spirit.
It is now commanded and so decreed.
It is now commanded and so decreed.
And within divine orchestration.
And within divine orchestration.
That these humble hosts are cleansed and purified.
These humble hosts are cleansed and purified.
Align all of our energy.
Align all of our energy.
To the highest possible vibration.
To the highest possible vibration.
Of divine light and divine love.
Of divine light and divine love.
Bless all that we are.
Bless all that we are.
As we receive it.
As we receive it.
Align and regenerate our physical DNA.
Align and regenerate our physical DNA.
And spiritual DNA.
And spiritual DNA.
To the highest possible frequency.
To the highest possible frequency.
Enhance our spiritual gifts.
Enhance our spiritual gifts.
And bring the highest and best to our lives.
And bring the highest and best to our lives.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
Bless us always, receive the blessings of Divine Spirit.
Bless us always, receive the blessing of Divine Spirit. Receive communion now. Thank you, Linda. All right, everyone. Now is the time for our healing circle. And within our healing circle, there are four parts. The first part, we join hands across these many miles. And I pray for all of us. The second part, people who are struggling, people who need the extra healing, they are within the inner circle. That is also for family. We can name family within the inner circle. After that, tonight, we're going to do one thing a little bit differently. We have a member of our church who is in the hospital, and I will ask all of you to send healing energy to her. The third part of the healing circle will be when we can ask Spirit to honor our request to heal our friends or others or groups of people that may not have any connection to us, but we know they need prayer. And then the fourth, I ask for messages of healing, the words of knowledge from Divine Spirit, and anyone here might receive those. And even for those of you who are at home, messages are coming through for people on Blog Talk now. So if something comes through and it applies to you, then please claim it for yourself or claim it for someone you know. All right, everyone, please join hands. And let's call forth the energy of Divine Spirit, the most holy Divine Spirit. Allow the energies of Divine Spirit to surround you and give permission now to be healed on all levels of your being. Receive the healing of Divine Spirit. And for those within the inner circle who would like to get into the inner circle, anyone?
I would like to place myself, my daughter Tracy, RJ, and Isabel. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'd like to place myself. Go ahead.
Alex, Craig,
my sister,
Dawn,
Colleen.
Lenora, thank you.
I'd like to place my brother Daryl and all of Kathy's family. Thank you.
I'd like to place myself, my two sisters, Colleen and Stephanie, and my nephew, John Ray. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'd like to place myself and all my children and my two grandchildren. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I would like to place Terry, Sean, Logan, Bricey, Andrea, Molly, Alice, George. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'd like to include Reverend Deborah in tonight's circle. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Divine Spirit, for those within this inner circle, for those who may be struggling, who need a little bit more attention, please send them your healing energy now. Receive the healing of Divine Spirit. Thank you, Divine Spirit. And now, our church member, Fran, has been in the hospital for a few days. She's doing better, but she could use our help. Now, as you know, we are all healers. So if we could send Fran the energy of our healing, it could help her very, very much. For those of you who are listening and you are not healers, send love, for that will be your healing energy. And that is the basis of all healing energy. So if you would, send Fran in Rhode Island, the energy, your healing energy. Help her now. Thank you. And now we wish to share this healing with people who may not be of our family. So I will say here, please, Divine Spirit, please help Donna. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'd like to place the three children of John Vasquez and his wife who were murdered last week in Texas. Also, Teresa Pearson, Kristen Robbie Gregory, Chase Evans, Jim Waters, Jim Barth, Nancy Price, Dan Deary, Derek Lee, Rebecca, and Tricia Woolley. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'd like to place Al, Mike Hayes, Marita, Brenda, Kathleen, Mr. Boulier, Kaylee, Carrie, Brianna, Kristen, Fred, and Noreen, all the sick and the lonely, all SRA survivors and children and women of bondage, our military, and all first responders. Thank you.
Anyone else now?
All of those who are suffering from depression and despair, may they find hope and be lifted up soon.
Divine Spirit, any messages of knowledge, your words of healing, we would most appreciate so that we can claim them for ourselves or others. There's someone, their knee is bothering them, and the knee is being healed now.
I'll claim it for my friend Nancy. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Someone experienced a severe neck and injury, and that's now being repaired, realigned, and healed. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'll claim and accept that. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Thank you, Darlene.
I also accept that for my friend Nancy. Thank you, Darlene. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Anybody who's feeling unworthy, unworthiness is being healed now. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Someone who has problems with their eyes is being healed now. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'll claim that. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Someone's liver is being cleansed and purified and healed now. Thank you so much, Divine Spirit.
I'll claim that for myself. Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Someone who's left elbow is being healed from a fall, and I'm going to claim that for my friend Nancy also. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Someone's lungs are now being inflated with the most miraculous healing energy of air, of oxygen, and all of the moisture that's gathered within these lungs is being dissipated and removed. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Oh, I will claim that for myself. Thank you, Darlene. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'll claim and accept that for Kathy. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'll claim and accept that for Fran and Fred.
Divine Spirit, we thank you. We thank you for your great healing. So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
Please join us in saying our prosperity prayer. Jane will repeat the prayer, and I will repeat it after her aloud with all of you.
Prosperity and abundance of all good things are available to all of humanity. It is our spiritual birthright. However, the law of attraction may keep many of us in the energy of lack. If we have been lacking all of our lives or feel that we do not deserve prosperity, then we may not attract the highest and best of prosperity in this lifetime. If you're not attracting the prosperity you know that you deserve, then be certain to say the clearing prayer and the release of victim and martyr prayers on a daily basis. Remember that what you believe and how you think will create the pathways to prosperity and the highest and best of life. By the power and the authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For all blockages, obstacles.
For all blockages, obstacles.
And all energies that may interfere with my creating.
And all obstacles that may interfere with my creating.
Accepting and the allowing of my birthright of prosperity.
Accepting and the allowing of my birthright of prosperity.
And the abundance of all good things.
And the abundance of all good things.
Be now gently changed.
Be now gently changed.
To the energy of prosperity and spiritual abundance.
To the energy of prosperity and spiritual abundance.
Or gently be lifted, released, and removed.
Or gently be lifted, released, or removed.
Within all these spaces, place the energy.
Within all these spaces, place the energy.
Of divine love and divine healing light.
Of divine love and divine healing light.
I initiate and activate these energies.
I initiate and activate these energies.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I so deserve the highest and the best because I am the highest and the best.
I so deserve the highest and the best because I am the highest and the best.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth, security.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth, security.
Love, happiness.
Love, happiness.
Excellent health, vitality, and time.
Excellent health, vitality, and time.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
And I claim them.
And I claim them.
All are aligned to my higher self.
All are aligned to my higher self.
And my most sacred destiny.
And my most sacred destiny.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
And take those three deep spiritual breaths. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. And thank all of you for your support of Divinity Spiritual. If you would like to donate, you can send your tax-deductible donation to Divinity Spiritual Church, P.O. Box 13641, Hamilton, Ohio, 45013. If you would like to donate using PayPal, go to PayPal and put in divinityspiritual.org and enter your donation. Our announcements for today, this Monday and every Monday, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio, Mary Margaret will be channeling, and this Monday she is channeling Metatron. So you can go and put Mary Margaret's name in or Divinity Spiritual, and it should bring you to the site. This Tuesday and every other Tuesday at 7 p.m., Joanne will be channeling on Blog Talk Radio. Again, you can look up Mary Margaret's name or Divinity Spiritual. This Wednesday and every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, there will be a meditation on Blog Talk Radio. And I will be doing the meditation this week. This Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, there will be messages, healing, and prosperity with Mary Margaret on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 845-241-9850. The third Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. in October and November will be the ministerial meetings for ministers only on GoToMeeting. We don't do those during the holidays, so we will resume in next year. This Friday and every Friday from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern will be Healing for All, and that is a call-in show. If you would like a healing, you can call in to Blog Talk Radio at 845-241-9850. If you have any prayer requests, you can give me a call at 602-619-5655, or you can text me, and I will send out an email to everyone and also contact Mary Margaret. If you would like to receive our weekly Sunday service bulletin, you can also call or text me at the above number. If you would like to set up an appointment with Mary Margaret, you can call her at 513-289-2914. No weekends or holidays, please. And our next new moon will be on November 4th of this year. The rest begin next year, thank goodness. Does anyone have any messages?
I do.
Okay.
There is someone named Brittany who I believe she's got COVID, and they are healing her now. Another person named Lawrence or Larry has been really sick for a long time. Spirit is saying it's his immune system. And they're coming in now and giving Larry a healing. They say he's suffered enough. Here, within our people, the church, I come to Tammy now. Tammy, Divine Spirit is saying...
Tammy C?
Yes. They're saying that...
I'm ready.
They're saying that you've really proven yourself and that things will start to change very shortly over the next 6 months, and you will feel appreciated. They want you to know that so you don't get discouraged. You just continue to do your very best. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Thank you, Mary Margaret.
Darlene, may I come to you, please?
Yes, thank you.
Sure. These few messages are somehow ski-related. You will be called to help children. It'll be... in Arizona, but closer to the mountains. They showed me a picture of you skiing with that, and that is from Mother Mary, and I'll leave that with you, Darlene. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Joanne, may I come to you, please?
Yes, thank you.
Sure. They showed me a picture of you skiing, going down the slopes, like really fast, trying to reach a goal. But put the brakes on. Trust in Divine Spirit. You will intuitively know these details. You will be told. You will be guided. You will be officially told as well. There is a happy ending for you. Don't worry. Surrender and trust, Lord Jesus. And I'll leave that with you.
Thank you.
Kimberly, may I come to you, please?
Yes, please.
Okay, you're skiing, but you're doing the cross-country skiing. You'll be relocating. Big waves are coming. Do not be afraid. When it all settles, you'll be needed to help many. Thank you for helping the children. The children are grateful and love you, as do I, Jesus Christ. That's it. I'll leave that with you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I have a message for somebody listening on Blog Talk. Your name is George. You're a grandfather with darkish colored skin of Middle Eastern heritage. Time for you to move to a safer location to be near family. You don't need money for your travels, your move. You have that. You will be getting money, however, in the near future. Your family needs you from Divine Spirit. Also, Jeannie. Jeannie's a nurse. Her job is in jeopardy due to the vaccine mandate. Hang in there. Do not quit. Everything will be fine. These mandates will have no bearing on you. Trust your God, Divine Spirit. And that's all I have. Thank you. And thank you, Divine Spirit.
Does anyone else have
I have
any
some.
Messages? Okay, good. Go ahead, dear.
I do. Joanne, may I come to you, please?
Thank you.
Seems like you have been feeling a little scattered lately within your field. A few days off to get balance will really assist you with aligning you to your highest and best, and I'll leave that with you.
Thank you.
Linda, may I come to you, please?
Yes, you may.
Go outside in nature, barefoot, get grounded to Mother Earth. Mother Earth is waiting to nourish you. Divine Spirit, thank you.
Thank you, Kimmy. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Diane, may I come to you, please?
Diane, are you still there?
Well, that's all I have. I'll have to give her hers later. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else now? Let us bow our heads for the blessing. Divine Spirit, thank you for all your love and healing and attention. Fill us with your grace. Allow our virtues to be in the front of our mind this week so that we may grow and we may progress in a way that is fully, fully spiritual. So be it done, so be it done now. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Hi, my name is Jane, and I'm the producer for Divinity Spiritual online radio shows. Thank you for joining our Sunday service. If you should require any further information or you're interested in a private session, you want to learn how to heal, or have any inquiries about upcoming classes, call us at 513-289-2914. As we continue to raise the frequency of humanity, join us each Sunday here at Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and please tell your family and friends. Good night, and may your week be filled with love, peace, truth, and freedom.
You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart.
Tu sei il volto dell'amore.
You are a